Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The game. Oh, I'm going to let it out. I'm going to let it out today.
Let's go!
Let's go! Come on! That... my favorite phrase, that felt like a shower after a hike. And I mean one of those like 15 miles, what the hell did we do hikes? It's 100 degrees. Honey, why did we decide to do this hikes? This is the feeling that Giants fans have been looking for years.
I was going to say, why are you speaking in the past tense? That felt like a shower after a hike. This still feels like a shower after a hike.
Man.
And it's going to feel this way for a while now.
Yeah. Grandy's in for dibs. Let's do this. 888-957-9570. What is your emotional reaction to what the San Francisco Giants just did? Happy Father's Day to each and every one of you. I meant to say that to Steiny and Goo and everybody listening. And I hope you had a wonderful Father's Day. And I hope the acquisition of Rafael Devers was a part of it. You know? Zach Manassian, the GM of the San Francisco Giants, is going to be on in 17 minutes.
Can't wait.
And we will talk this out with him. But what a wonderful, wonderful day for Giants baseball. What a wonderful time to be a Giants fan, because they put this whole thing together at a time. And this was my point about why Buster needed to do something right away once Chapman went down. The beautiful thing now, I know they lose last night. Okay, they're two games out. They're number two in the wild card standings right now. You didn't like grab Rafael Devers at the deadline because you're like three games out and you're like, we think we can make a run. No run needs to be made. They're not playing catch up. And I think it was very, very important for them to do this at a time where they didn't have to play catch up. In other words, you foresee them potentially having to play catch up if you try to keep this thing afloat for the next 5 weeks and then get him then. Do it now. Do it when nobody's watching. If you have to pay a premium, which I don't think anybody feels they did. But Kyle Harrison is not mincemeat over here. That's a big-time young pitcher. But, man, the price was right. The deal is right. This whole thing, this is what everyone's been waiting for, and now you don't have to play catch-up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think in a vacuum, everyone agreed, like, yeah, if you're going to make a move, better to do it now as opposed to wait six more weeks. But there's two sides to this, and the way I always felt was, yeah, the Giants have all the reason in the world to go out and make a move now, but the other team has to agree to do it now. Like, the Buster Olney on the ESPN broadcast of Giants-Dodgers yesterday reported the Red Sox did not shop Devers, just like the Mavericks did not shop Luka. They just negotiated with the Lakers, and that was it. Kind of odd. Maybe you could have gotten more if you're the Red Sox for Devers, if you shopped them around and like held on to him for a little bit longer and said, hey, Blue Jays, Giants are offering this.
Yeah.
What are you willing to give us? Like, who the hell knows? So I'm just impressed that for whatever reason, whatever the motivation was for the Red Sox, whether it was just this guy's a a cancer in our specific clubhouse and we can't live with him anymore. I'm just impressed that Buster was able to capitalize on that feeling and get the job done now.
No doubt. No doubt. Buster Posey has changed all of this at a market level. Of course, I don't know where this is all going to go, but if the Giants have renewed success with him as the president of baseball ops after what he achieved as a player, literally, I'm like, you're probably one World Series ring away from being in the all-time Barry Sports Ring of Honor. You know what I mean? Like, you win a ring as the president of baseball ops...
And after winning three as a player, the best offensive player on all those teams?
I'm talking Bill Walsh and Steph Curry and all of that stuff. Like, he would be on that plane immediately if he can bring this back to being a show, back to being cool again, back to all this stuff. To your point about the Red Sox, some things will go down in life as completely unexplained. And whether the Dallas Mavericks sort of felt like, Luka's body is not going to age well, I do think that on some level there was immediate, over the last year and a half, fatigue between the Red Sox and Devers with the way both sides were conducting themselves. And I think if it were a short-term thing, you'd be like, let's try to figure this out because we're playing well and he's really good. But they're looking at it going, are we going to do this until his mid-30s at a price tag of $254 million more? And that's the only thing I can think of. Yeah, if they shopped him, would they get more? Then again, maybe you get less. Like, again, the middle-of-the-night deal has value in that the world doesn't know that you're trying to trade him. If that discord had gotten to the point where the whole baseball world was like, yeah, Red Sox, it's kind of like Durant now. Like, you know damn well, he's getting traded.
But there's a group of teams fighting for him.
For sure, but when you know someone's going to get traded, it tends to knock the value down a little bit. So I don't know, because don't discount this. One of the reasons, actually I'd argue the reason, it feels like the Giants didn't give anything up is because they're buying him for $254 million.
They got the right. Red Sox off of a contract they felt was terrible.
That's the number one thing the Red Sox received, not Kyle Harrison. What they received was $254 million.
Can we just talk about how refreshing it is, Willard, to be discussing a Giants trade and have the other half of the deal be argued, and that the main argument is salary relief?
Yep.
Like, you know how sweet that sounds to my ears?
Yep.
Jorge Soler at the trade deadline last year. All right, Braves, you're going to take his whole contract? Okay, great.
Yeah.
And Jorge Soler is not a special player. Like, that's an entirely different conversation. But it has been so long from where the Giants are like, yeah, okay, you have a contract that you don't want? No problem. We'll take it on.
Look,
and this is a great, great, great player.
Oh, at the top of his game.
You sign players like you have a long-term contract for players like this. The final 3 years, yeah, you're going to look back on it and say, ooh, these final 3 years are a little bit rough. That's just the name of the game.
Whatever.
In any sport.
Right.
In any sport. But it has been for so long where the Giants were the team that was willing to take on the contract. Maybe it's going to bite you a little bit towards the end, but you are going to make a whole lot of money for the first 5 years of that deal.
Yeah, like it doesn't matter. Like, honestly, fans do not – this is the hard part about the Farhan era, because I will forever not hate him as much as a lot of people do. Jung-Hoo Lee and Robbie Ray, don't forget about them, right? Like, he left an imprint on the organization.
Even Chapman.
Yep. But what was really frustrating about that era for me – is that as a fan, you were constantly forced to think about money. And we don't want to do that. We have to do that enough in our own lives. Most people I know wake up and it's one of the first things that crosses their mind. Good Lord, do I have enough money to get to the end of the month? Or they give it to the next paycheck or whatever. I don't want to think about your money. I don't care. I do not care about Greg Johnson's money. I don't want to hear that this deal saved you money. And that might mean that we get to do something fun down the roads, kids. Like, I don't care. I want to not think about money. The only money I want to think about at the ballpark is, do I want to spend $18 on a beer or not? Like, that's what I want to think about. I don't want to think about how much you're making or how you're navigating it. I just want to see the team be good. I want to be excited about who's coming to the plate. And so that's what today represents for me. Giants fans, you don't need to think about money anymore.
And guess what? Giants, more people will be willing to spend $18 on a beer now at the ballpark.
Yep.
It's the way it works.
Yep, and more people will be willing to play for the Giants. Because this is there's the ballpark. There was the stupid thing that we had to do for 2 years, which think that somehow the city of San Francisco was a massive detractor to people who want to play baseball at the highest of levels and make bajillions of dollars and live in whatever city they want. That thing, quite frankly, was the dumbest aside that this city has ever been through in sports. The big reason why some people, the ballpark was a part of it. Yes, some want stats as free agents for sure. But the biggest other thing, I think, is that what players want to win. And they would look at the roster and be like, so how are you beating the Dodgers? How are you beating the Padres? Well, now, what does the next guy look at? Oh, I can see exactly how you're going to beat the Dodgers and the Padres because your roster is as good as theirs.
And if someone's worried about stats, you know what else helps stats? When you have protection in the lineup.
There you go.
Like, if you're Ohtani, would you rather be batting ahead of Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman and company? If you're Aaron Judge, would you rather have Stanton around you? Would you rather have all those guys on the Yankees around you? Or would you rather be protected by, I don't know, Mike Yastrzemski? Like, it's a pretty big difference.
Now, this should really awaken Willie Adames.
I
would hope. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to be here. The focus is totally off you. You're not the highest paid player anymore. The weather's getting better. You've had some time. Your good friend is here. You guys are 2 games out of first place. And while it's not perfect yet, he had, a pretty good road trip.
Yeah.
He didn't hit the ball great in terms of average, but what did he hit? Three home runs.
Two in Colorado, one in LA.
In a 6-game roadie?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in. I'll take that. And so those signs feel like they're all kind of coming into play, and you should get a better Willy Adames starting tomorrow night.
Yeah. You think he's going to hit in the 2-hole?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Three.
One of my first questions for Zach Manassian, GM of the Giants, is going to be what's the lineup? And he may say that's a Bob Melvin question. I get that. But we're going to ask, and I also, like, what would you do?
I think I got Adames 2, Devers 3, Chapman 4, Ramos 5.
You're putting Ramos 5.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see Ramos hitting second. And Adames got moved
down to the
second.
Five hole.
Well, Adames got moved to second because Chapman was out.
Yeah.
I could see, like, now,
I don't right now want Adames sitting behind Devers. I mean, obviously, it's Chapman. He's got to be healthy, so not having Chapman tomorrow changes everything.
Don't forget, I know that it's not sexy, but don't forget Wilmer. Until Chapman gets back, I wouldn't be surprised if it goes Jung-Hoo, Ramos, Devers, Wilmer, Willie. And then you could even move Willie back to the six again and put Chapman in five when he gets healthy.
Yeah.
You could
have
that.
Options.
Yeah.
You have options.
Yeah.
And have a lefty bat, power bat in the lineup now.
Come on.
I know the days of like going right, left in your starting lineup, maybe those have passed. But, I mean, when was the last time, Willard, the Giants had a lefty, not just a power bat, not just like a hitting for average, but all-around lefty bat like this? I mean, the first name we all think of is Bonds. That was 20 years ago, almost.
I mean, no, I know Pablo was a switch hitter, but he was a much better left-handed hitter. He's the...
Belt had a year where he hit 29.
Yeah, Belt was good in 2021. So was Crawford, quite frankly, in 2021.
I mean, this name means something different now than it did in 2010. Aubrey Huff was great in 2010. Yeah. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
But
yeah, he's a better hitter than all of that.
It's few and far between.
Real quick, because we'd love to get your voices in on this and feel the energy. Zach Manassian, the GM of the Giants, is coming on in 5 minutes. Jonathan in the city, real quick. Hey, Jonathan, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, belated Happy Father's Day to you, Mark.
Thank you.
I just want to say one of the best Father's Day gifts ever, just hearing the news. And then especially hearing what Clayton Kershaw had to say about it. Hey, why do I have the feeling of this early Buster tenure is kind of like when the logo, rest in peace, Jerry West was involved with the Warriors. And then also I'm getting the vibe of the signing of Willie, kind of like the same vibe I got when they signed David Lee. And then this newest signing is, you know, I'm getting that same vibe I got when the Warriors signed Andre Iguodala. I mean, it's very early, but you can see what credibility could do to an organization in Buster we trust.
Jonathan, great stuff, man. Great to hear from you. I agree completely. Like this for the moment, in terms of like the moment you hear about it, it rivals that best stuff. He mentions Iguodala. There's Jimmy Butler. There's Kevin Durant. There's those moments where you make that acquisition and how it makes you feel as a fan. And this is right up there with those top moments of the last decade.
Going back to just Jimmy Butler, because it's top of mind for me, this was, one, a bigger surprise, and two, more immediate, like, oh my God, this is a home run move.
I agree
for
completely.
Me.
I said that with the Joes this morning. They did this or that, and that was the exact question. And I'm like, you know, I was wrong about the Butler thing, but in that moment I was kind of like, it was 35.
I was more into it than
I was,
you.
I was,
but 35-year-old Jimmy Butler.
I was hesitant for sure.
Yeah.
This, there's no hesitancy at all.
28 years old.
All right. Want to win a pair of tickets to see My Chemical Romance July 19th, Oracle Park. We're giving you that chance during the 4 o'clock hour today and all week long right here on Willard and Dibs. Grandy in today for Dibs. Plus, one of the winners is going to be randomly selected and upgraded to 2 sweet tickets, courtesy of Live Nation. Just keep listening in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll let you know everything you need to know in order to win at that time. My Chemical Romance, sweet tickets, log on to sfgiants.com/concerts. If you want to get tickets there, we're also sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort. The GM of the Giants, Zach Manassian, is going to join us next on Willard and Dip.
Top shot, maybe. That is gone. That's a home run. That got over the red line, and a home run for Raffy. Red Sox take a 2-0 lead. His 15th home run.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, I'll be the last home run that Rafi Devers hits for the Red Sox for a while. I mean, for at least, what, probably 8 years?
He might hit one against the Red Sox in less than a week.
That'd be a hell of a moment.
Friday, yeah. Saturday, Sunday at Oracle Park. Red Sox are in town.
It's a rather quick reunion, isn't it?
It's going to be fun.
Damn interesting. Yeah, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Glad you're with us. Grandy's in for Dibs. And joining us right now on the River Islands guest line is the GM of the Giants, Zach Manassian. Zach, thank you so much for coming on. That was pretty sneaky of you guys. Like, how long you been cooking up this surprise party?
Yeah, guys. No, thanks. Thanks for having me, and yeah, we're all very excited. And you know, I think I can't even really recall when the kind of idea kind of first came up, and but I feel like there's been some conversations between our front office and the Red Sox office, probably dating back maybe 2-3 weeks. You know, we kind of throw ideas around the office often, and Buster went to Craig Breslow, asked if this was something, you know, they would consider, and they said they were open to it, and we all kind of got to work.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would love to know whatever we're allowed to know in terms of how something like this did come together. We know there were some frustrations between the Red Sox and Devers, but to have something of this magnitude happen in mid-June as opposed to at the deadline, what kind of led to that?
Yeah, and I think, and Buster's talked about this a little bit as the trade's been announced, just felt like we matched up pretty well. You know, and it's tough to speak about it from the Red Sox, you know, point of view, but from our standpoint, Buster had just basically a harmless question to Craig Breslow about would they talk about Devers, and Craig had responded that they would consider it, and then from there I actually had conversations with one of their front office members, Brian O'Halloran, a couple times, and you know, had some discussions about potential, you know, players maybe that we could potentially build a deal off of. And you know, you try and read the reaction and read the tone of voice, and kind of felt like Kyle, us mentioning Kyle Harrison would maybe be something that had some legs, and it seemed like it. And you know, at that point, as things started to get a little clearer, you know, Buster kind of took it over and did the heavy lifting with Craig Breslow and able to get a deal done. So as far as that happening in June relative to July, you know, Buster he was aggressive, and Boston seemed open, and we felt it was an opportunity we just couldn't pass up.
It goes without saying, Zach, that this is a big enough investment that you and Buster needed the green light from ownership before pulling the trigger on a move like this. Were they all in when you and Buster brought it to them? And what was that conversation like with ownership?
Yeah, I mean, they've been just, I mean, really, for me, this is my seventh year at the Giants. They've just been so supportive from the first day I walked into this building. And you know, for Buster and I to be able to sit with Greg Johnson and our conversations with the rest of the ownership group over time, you know, he was extremely supportive. And, you know, these types of deals, you know, they don't happen without an ownership group that's invested, that's committed, that's supportive. So, it probably goes without saying, but none of this happens without Greg and the rest of the ownership group support. So we're certainly appreciative of that.
Giants GM Zach Manassian is with us here on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Grandy in for Dibs. Zach, what position is he going to play?
We're going to end up talking to him when he's in town. So we haven't had that conversation with him yet. But we'll have it. And look, you know, by all accounts, and even in Buster's conversations with Craig, He's a winner. You know, he wants to help us win. There's been some things since the trade that have gotten back to us, you know, really positive about how he feels about coming here. So we'll have that conversation with him and go from there.
Zach, I'm sure you will. That said, for $254 million, I got to figure that there had been some poking around in terms of his willingness to not play third base. Obviously, you have that position covered here, and obviously that was at odds in Boston. So I would imagine we can at least say that, right? He's going to be willing to, and the plan is for him to not play third base.
Yeah, like I said, I wouldn't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. I mean, I think it's really important that, you know, we communicate really well with Rafi, and I think as far as you know, as the trade's going down, I mean, Craig was pretty open with Buster, his thoughts about the whole position thing. You know, as a front office, you have contacts and you try to feel things out, but given some of the rules, you know, you never 100% know. You know, there's always a little bit of risk, these types of things. But I think a lot of this will get cleared up pretty soon here. And like I said, it sounds like Rafi's really excited to come over here, and I think it'll all work out just fine.
Zach, obviously, we're talking about what position he's going to play because that's what all the drama was kind of born from for him in Boston. How much of the drama between Devers and the Red Sox reflects on the type of person and teammate he actually is, or is that more so, in your opinion, just unique to what that situation was?
Yeah, like I said, it's tough for me to speculate on another organization. You know, the work that we did on the person and the teammate was great. A lot of positives. I actually watched Rafi play in the International Prospect League in 2013. I think he would have been, 15 years old. So have followed him for quite some time. And with him having been around the league as long as he has, you know, a lot of positive interactions from teammates, staff, so on and so forth. So, difficult to say, you know, his situation there, but everything that we got back was this is someone who's going to fit into our clubhouse and this community very well.
Zach Manassian, the GM of the Giants, is joining us here on 95.7 The Game after the big trade the Giants land Rafi Devers. Yesterday, he will be introduced to the media before the game tomorrow night at Oracle Park with the Guardians in town. Zach, I'm really intrigued by the way you sort of pitched your conversations with Boston and that they got interested when you brought up Kyle Harrison. I know you and Buster represent something new atop the front office, but it wasn't that long ago that the Giants front office was not willing to discuss Kyle Harrison in a deal. So what led to that?
Well, I think it's Rafi Devers. You know, I don't know if it's any kind of negative reflection of Kyle. Him getting option this year, I thought he was a true pro about it. He went to AAA. He threw well. He came here, pitched out of the bullpen, was excited to do so, threw well. I thought he threw well as a starting pitcher. And these trades, they're difficult to make. You know, they're painful. This is a local person, probably dreamed of playing for the Giants one day. We were ecstatic to get him in the draft. He goes through our player development system, and, you know, we all projected him to be a really good major league starting pitcher. I think that's still there for him. But as we look at our team right now and in the future, we just felt like this type of bat, given some of the struggles we've had to attract bats like this in the past, this was going to be the way to access this type of bat. So, you know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Not easy to give up Kyle, not easy to give up James Tibbs, you know, so on and so forth. But it's just the price of paying business, and to get someone like this who I think has the potential to transform our offense just felt like the right thing to do.
Zach, you're talking about maybe some of the risk involved with this move. It's getting, you know, moving off of some of your young prized prospects. There's also the monetary part of it, and we talked about that in terms of the ownership. But there's no big move like this that doesn't come with some sort of risk involved. I'm sure you guys have heard this, but there's so many Giants fans out there who feel like the organization as a whole has maybe been a little too risk-averse over the last number of years. So how do you and Buster and the Brain Trust as a whole balance taking a calculated risk, but also avoiding recklessness? How do you balance that as a front office?
Yeah, it's a constant conversation, and I think, you know, as we look at the team, we'll have conversations about what it looks like in the short term, what it looks like in the long term, how comfortable, uncomfortable are we with that, and we'll just try and look at it from every angle. You know, as far as the aggressiveness, I think I was actually still in the interview process for this position when Buster talked about challenging me and others to think big and to take risks and to try and get players like this that, you know, are going to be in the lineup every day. You know, something I read from Dom Smith is how much Rafi Devers likes to play. And having a player that, you know, our fan base can connect with, who's out on the field day in and day out, and you know, especially, you know, someone of this caliber offensive player, as we go through kind of risk reward, we just try and put it all on the table and we have a conversation look, at the end of the day, Buster's the leader of baseball ops and he makes the call and we're all excited about it right now.
Giants GM Zach Manassian is with us. Zach, I get that you know, things may work themselves out over time, but I know fans want to know this. Based on the possibilities of first base, DH, etc., what does this mean for Bryce Eldridge?
I think Bryce will just continue on the development path that he's on. Continue to play first base, continue to get at-bats. We think he has a bright future, you know, expecting to be a part of this organization for a long time. Hopefully he's another foundational piece that we can build with. So I think for Bryce, it's really business as usual and go out there and play. And we're going to continue to challenge him to, you know, get better in all facets and even first base. So still really excited about him and where he's at and where we think he's going you know, thinking about a potential, you know, long-term lineup with those two types of left-handed bats. And there is, it's pretty exciting.
Zach, you talked about how it's proven difficult for the Giants organization to attract big bats in free agency. And so this is kind of one of the pathways for you to go and get that bat. But how do you envision Devers' swing translate into Oracle Park? It kind of felt like his opposite field power worked well at Fenway. It was obviously a tall wall there on left, but a short porch. How do you view his swing fitting in at Oracle?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think he's a bit of a hitting savant, and power, hitting for average, using the entire field. You know, I actually think the ball flies relatively well to left field off the left-handed bat. I think, you know, just thinking back earlier this year, just thinking about a homer like Yaz hit off of Brian Wu, I really think we can see Rafi do that. And, you know, for as inviting as the monster is in Boston, it is pretty high up there. And, you know, maybe some of those balls that he drives high off the wall are carrying over the fence here. But I just think he's such a good offensive player. I think he's going to hit in any ballpark. So certainly excited and you know, did some research on we try and research as much of this as possible and really felt like his numbers would translate to Oracle just fine.
Zach, you answered this a little bit when Grandy asked you kind of there how to balance the risk of all this, but particularly because you've been with the organization for so long, it felt during the Farhan era like just the idea of long-term contracts was something that he really, really didn't love doing. Buster's been here for a minute, and it's already Chapman, Adames, Devers. Can you speak to what feels like a philosophical shift in the organization?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it probably gets a little overblown. I think, you know, in the past it was a little bit more, you know, pitcher specific, although we did get into a very long-term contract negotiation with Yamamoto. You know, we talked about longer terms with Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani. And so I think, you know, it was a little bit more on the pitching side in the past. And you know, and sometimes the opportunity, you know, the opportunity presents itself. And I don't know if this opportunity, if I would sit here today and say, oh yeah, I think we have these types of opportunities the past 5-6 years. And look, that's one of the reasons why you end up trading a talent like Kyle Harrison, is because you just don't feel like these opportunities come along. So, you know, I don't know if I would say as strongly that it is a philosophical shift as much as I think we just feel pretty fortunate that maybe this opportunity presented itself and you know, that maybe wouldn't have presented itself in the past for whatever reason. So, you know, and obviously, you know, Buster jumped at it.
Zach, I know that your job and the name of the game is just winning baseball games, but if we can just put wins and losses to the side for just a moment, I haven't felt a buzz from the Bay about the Giants like this in a really long time. How valuable is that to you as an organization? Just the buzz that this fan base feels right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. You know, Buster talked about this when he got hired. You know, we're in the memory making business, and look, I want our fans to be excited to come to the ballpark. I want the people who work here to be excited to come to the ballpark and think that, you know, on any given day, they're going to see a special player, a special performance, you know, something that they're going to remember. And I think the last homestand, you know, there's some young kid at the ballpark with their parents or grandparents who saw Matt Chapman hit a walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth inning. And that's exciting. You know, that sticks with them. You know, I think about my experience in the game and watching performances like that, what they meant to me. So it's huge for us as an organization. And you know, for me personally, I live in the city. I'm about a mile away from the ballpark. And my wife works in the city. We raise our child in the city. And to feel the city buzzing, you know, because for the Giants to have any reason to amplify that, It's awesome. It's something I'm proud to be a part of. And I think it's important to Buster. Just, this is his way of giving back to a community that's been supportive to him. And it's huge. It's what we do this for. And hopefully we can go out and win games and our fan base, give them something to keep coming to the ballpark and be excited about.
Just love it. GM of the Giants, Zach Manassian. Just a couple quick ones, Zach. The rotation with Kyle gone. Is Verlander ready? Is Wisenhunt close? How do you guys play that the rest of the way?
Yeah. So JV should be activated. We have him as a probable right now for our series against the Guardians. And yeah, you know, the AAA pitching, not just Wisenhunt, but Carson Seymour, Trevor McDonald, Carson Ragsdale, Mason Black. Those are all younger starters, still continuing to develop. All guys that we think can pitch at the big league level and just continue to develop them. And, you know, if we need to go to that group, you know, we certainly will, but we really like the five that we have going out there with JV back, and, you know, knock on wood, we can keep this group healthy. And I think they've done a great job so far. And if we can keep them healthy, I think they'll do a great job going forward.
Still a month and a half until the deadline. What is the willingness to do more if needed?
You're never going to hear me say no. So
okay.
We'll keep looking. You know, it's just part of the job is to always keep an eye out on what's available and how to get better. But as I say that, you know, I say it with a lot of respect to the talent in that clubhouse right now that, you know, I think we have a good team, a lot of good players, good people, high character. I think it's a team we're proud of. So, you know, feel great about where we're at. But, you know, we'll always keep an eye on what's available, but also on the other hand, feel really good about where we're at.
And Zach, let's see if we can help you sell some tickets for tomorrow night. Is he definitely in the lineup tomorrow night?
I sure hope so. I think it's worth planning on it. We haven't talked to him, like I said, but my expectation is for Rafi to be in the lineup. So I'm a fan just like everyone else, and I'm eagerly waiting to see, but I feel pretty comfortable he's likely to be in there.
Yeah, I'd love to ask this with the press conference already scheduled. Has the physical been passed, or is that still ahead?
Yep, physicals are passed, and we've all lived through that.
That's why I asked, Zach.
when I was talking to Buster yesterday, I just kept telling him, you know, this is not done till it's done. And, you know, not only the Carlos Correa physical, but I was actually on the other side of the Wilmer Flores fiasco when he was with the Mets.
Yep.
So I've lived firsthand through a lot of these things, and, you know, we were fortunate to get everything completed just before yesterday's game, you know, hence kind of the late change with Kyle and Jelly starting the game and so on and so forth. So it's all approved and by the commissioner's office, and we're excited.
Zach, congratulations, and thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And, yeah, obviously just super excited.
As are we. All right.
Thank you, Zach.
Yep. There he is, GM of the Giants, Zach Manassian, here on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
I can't wipe this damn smile off my face, Willard. I can't. Did you see the top two vote-getters for National League DH in the first round of All-Star voting is done?
No, I did not.
Number one is Shohei Ohtani. Number two is Rafael Devers.
Oh, wow. You can do that? He hasn't even played in the National League yet.
Uh-huh. And he's number two.
He's got zero at-bats in the National League.
And he's number two in the NLDH All-Star voting.
Dude.
How about that?
physical passed. I mean, we've had press conferences scheduled before that didn't end up happening. So when I got the email a couple hours ago that I guess this is happening right off the top of our show tomorrow.
It's 2:30.
2:30 tomorrow. Yep. So I saw that was happening. I'm like, okay, that's great. Are you doing the physical at 2:15 or like, is this done already? So that means Rafi is here.
Yep.
It is done. Yes, they're going to ... They're not going to tell us until they're ready to tell us. But yeah, Rafi's going to be batting, I think, in the first inning tomorrow night.
So we got the news from, I think it was Robert Murray who had it first, and then Passan confirmed like 15 minutes or 20 minutes before the game started. So around like 3:45 yesterday, right around then. And then while the game was going on, the Giants put out a press release.
Right.
I think once the press release is out, that generally I think you assume that the physical has been done at that point.
Yes, but then again, for instance, I can't remember in terms of press release, but the Carlos Correa press conference was scheduled.
It was scheduled.
He was dressed for it. He was in a hotel and he was ready to drive down the street and go to the press conference, and then it didn't happen. So that's why I'm with you, and maybe they've even changed their process a little bit.
Probably.
Because of that. They're like, you know what? Before we tell everybody about the press conference, let's have them
That was probably a little more embarrassing than it had to be.
Yeah, and a little easier to pass a physical when, by the way, like, I mean, he played baseball yesterday, right?
And hit a home run.
And he hit a home run.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like the health was in question. But anyway, I found that to be wonderfully informative, really, really energetic. The GM of the Giants, Zach Manassian, right here on Willard and Tibbs. All right, back to you, 888-957-9570. That is the number. I'd like to say something very, very pointed about Giants ownership, and we will do that coming up next. We're sponsored by the San Francisco International Airport. Traveling in 2025, start your journey right at San Francisco International Airport with the most nonstop flights from the Bay Area, easy parking, live performances, tasty food. Why settle for less? Fly from SFO, where your best journeys begin. Visit flysfo.com. And we're also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Grandy's here for dibs. It's Willard and Dibs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.